Welcome to the Sowing Hope Podcast. This is a show all about implanting hope in our hearts. I'm Bill Snyder, joined by my friend Ann DeSantis. We're glad you're here for our uplifting conversation about faith and how it sustains our hearts through all the seasons of life. Thanks for walking with us. And hello and good evening, everybody, and welcome to Sowing Hope. I'm Bill Snyder. It is a pleasure to have you joining us tonight. No matter where you're listening from, thank you so much for tuning in to Sowing Hope, and we're blessed to have you joining us tonight. In addition to having Ann DeSantis on the line as my regular co-host, we're also joined by Kendra Von Esch tonight. She is a Catholic speaker, an author, blogger, vlogger, radio host herself, and so we're so blessed to have her with us today to share with you about her ministry or mission, especially during these tough COVID-19 times, and also about a very exciting upcoming virtual Catholic conference. So welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for being a part of Sowing Hope tonight.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Kendra. Great to be here.
Why, it's fabulous to be hanging out with you two, two of my favorite people. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We know we couldn't get past episode 14 without having you on as a guest, Kendra, considering that you introduced us to one another. So it's so awesome.
It is. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, Kendra.
It's the spirit. Thank God.
You are so awesome.
It truly is. It truly
you are.
Is.
Yes. We love you.
I know. We could sit here for the whole hour and say, I love you.
That's right. Well, it's true. I mean that with all my heart because just the introduction and working with you as such a wonderful person of faith. And I admire your work so greatly and your daily videos on YouTube. Somebody's listening. You have to plug into her daily podcast and her daily YouTube videos.
Thank you. God bless you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Talk with us a little bit about Kendra. You do so much. I mean, you know, the amount of amazing things you do for the Lord. And just talk a little bit for maybe people who are listening right now that don't know your story or haven't heard you before. Maybe just talk a little bit with us about why you do what you do and how you came to do it. I think it's just the most fascinating story. So
it is. It's so wonderful.
I'm telling you, I love sharing it because that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because God, I mean, literally pulled me out of the pits of hell. Mm. I was a confirmed Catholic. And when I say confirmed, you can probably see air quotes in the air, meaning I didn't learn anything about the faith. And so I ran from the faith because I thought Catholicism was just boring mass and a bunch of rules. And my family didn't really practice. We were Christmas, Easter churchgoers. I call those creasters. And at the end of the day, when it was all said and done, when I moved out on my own, I wasn't even going to any Christmas or Easter mass or church of any kind. So the world raised me. All of the lies that I bought about money and power and prestige and, hey, party hard because life is stressful and you better drink and do drugs and suck up every pleasure on the planet because life is short. So get on with it. That's kind of how I lived. My Holy Trinity was me, myself, and I. And I was just living for me. I look back and I'm so ashamed that I never even really donated. Maybe buying a box of Girl Scout cookies was my idea of, hey, I'm giving back, but that was about it. So I was more than shocked when God touched me through a diet book. And I was going through a cleanse and there was a pie chart that had one piece of the pie that said spirituality. And I looked at that piece and I said, wow, I have nothing going on in this piece of the pie. And it was on Easter 7 years ago, 2013, that I stepped foot back in the church and it was mass and I was scared to death. I had no idea what was going on. I've never been to mass by myself. And then during that church service, I had heard, that shouldn't say church service, during Mass at the end, during the announcements, I'd heard confession on Divine Mercy Sunday. So here I am thinking, Divine Mercy Sunday, A, I have no idea what that is. And B, I finally thought about my mortality. Like, okay, wait a minute. If I die right now, and I believe like a half of a half of a half of a mustard seed of this Catholic faith, I am so going to hell. And so that following Sunday, and I don't know if you know about the beautiful graces that you receive if you go to confession around Divine Mercy Sunday, but I was there on that Sunday, and I had a supernatural experience that fundamentally changed everything in my life. When I floated out of that church and I sat in my car, I looked back at that those two doors getting into the church and I said, what in the heck was that? Because that confession and the feeling that I had and the pouring of the Holy Spirit was something that I had never, I mean, I always say this, like I've taken a lot of drugs in my life and I could have taken them all at the same time and never felt that that love, that peace, that what I would almost say was ecstasy. And so it was at that moment that the Holy Spirit lit me on fire. And I just started doing all this research about the Catholic Church. And the more I learned, the more I was led to the truth. And the more I realized, holy cow, like I gotta change everything in my life. And then I dove into learning how to pray. And then I received a blessing in confession and I met my spiritual director, and everything from there has just gone so deep with the Holy Spirit. And it came to a point, now mind you, I was in corporate America for 15-20 years, living what I thought was the good life, right? Filled with stress and anxiety and worry, constantly comparing myself against all these other people who are, you know, smarter than me, make more money than me, have better houses, I need that car, I need what they have, and never ever satisfied. But when I finally had a moment to make a decision, so I was in between jobs and I told my husband, I kept hearing God in adoration saying, okay, you share your faith with everyone. Like I was traveling the globe, and sorry for you if you sat next to me on the plane because you heard about my Catholic faith, or if you were, you're standing in line in security, I'd be like, oh my gosh, do you know how awesome Catholicism is? And so I had no problem sharing it with anybody. And I just kept hearing them, I need you to go bigger. I need you to go bigger. And so I have to say, talk about a moment of dread and fear, and boy, did I feel completely inadequate. Like, who am I to get out there and share? But I had this incredible joy and this peace that I wanted everybody to have. I mean, I was searching for it in drugs and alcohol. And when I was younger, I was like this promiscuous person. I was trying to find love in other people and their value, what they thought of me was my value. So I had to get out there and say, wait, everyone, there's a better way. And oh, by the way, it saves your soul and you can go to heaven. So when I decided that I wanted to start a ministry, if you will, and I came to my husband and asked him, mind you, my husband is just like I was, a non-practicing Catholic who didn't understand, you know, anything about, oops, sorry, that would be a dog. Anything about,
hello.
Sorry about that. I didn't get him out of the room.
It's all good.
So my husband is non-practicing Catholic, has seen all these incredible transformations in me. I mean, my patience, these beautiful fruits of the Holy Spirit. I actually was healed from a marijuana addiction of 20 years. I mean, he's seen miracles in me. And still isn't there. I know Mary's got him on a path. But when I asked him if I could leave the executive life and start a ministry, and when he said yes, that was when I started freaking out because, oh my gosh, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Mm. I wrote a book. I don't know how to publish it. I don't know how to edit it, to design it, to promote it. I was in IT. I was a chief information officer, but boy, oh boy, I can't do anything. Bill can attest to this. I have zero technical skills whatsoever. I'm constantly calling him, like, dude, can you help me?
Yeah, he's awesome. Bill is so great with anything tech. Yes.
Totally. And so I knew I needed a website, but I didn't know how to build it. I knew I needed to have content, but I didn't know what to put in there. So every single day was a day of trust in God. And I learned, I have this constant, like, childlike eagerness to learn, what do you want me to do next? And he always puts me in a situation that I don't know anything about it. Podcasts. You just mentioned that. Oh, I don't know what a podcast is. I barely even knew how to post in social media when I first started. Mm. I was scared to death to hit publish my very first post because I thought, this is going to be so silly, so dumb, you know, like I shouldn't be on here. Now you can't get me off the thing, you know, like I'm constantly out there. And I felt God saying, okay, you walked a lot of years by yourself. So I didn't have anyone in my family, my husband, my stepchildren, my immediate family. My mom ended up coming back to the faith because of my journey, but I don't really talk to her much. She's not as deep into it as I am. But I didn't have friends or professional peers or anyone that was on the journey. So it was me, Catholic radio, podcasts, YouTube videos, everything that was kind of using the media was where I walked. Those were my friends on the journey. And so I felt like I wanted to get out in as many forms of media as possible and try to hit people through video, through YouTube. Now I'm doing this co-host radio show with Christine Watkins. It's live right. Every week. We're on tonight at 9. Having Mark Mallett on, our first guest ever had a guest. I know,
that's
isn't
so cool.
He beautiful?
Mark's awesome. Got great music.
He's yeah, great and music. He's
hilarious. An awesome guy too, yeah. But wow.
So, I don't know how to do radio, right? I'm using the air quotes over here. Like, I don't know how to be a co-host. And Christine and I, we record the radio shows and we put it on YouTube and we share it so that people can watch and laugh and learn and walk the journey with us. We're very honest and we're raw. And that's what I wanted to do, was to get out there and say, everybody's in a different place. Everybody has a unique relationship with God. I was not like this my whole life. I did not have faith my whole life. And look in what a short period of time God has done in my life. Like, you too can have this deep, spiritual, supernatural relationship with the Lord and know that you're a child of God and have this warm, oozy-goozy peace flowing through you every day. So that was why I left it all behind, and I continue to learn every day. Like this virtual conference, and in these times of this, you know, COVID-19, I'm going to tell you, I struggled for about a week and a half. I can share with you what happened with me, because I truly feel that I had some evil around me. I was needing to fight because I couldn't concentrate. I was constantly lazy. I was in a spiritual sloth-like state. And I finally, as I reflected on what was happening with me for that week and a half, I said, okay, I know what I haven't done. I haven't prayed deliverance prayers. And I truly believe that Satan is around working everyone right now, because everyone is either bored or they're wasting time watching numerous Netflix shows over and over again, or they're full of fear and anxiety watching the news constantly, or they're having issues like me where they're so tired and they can't focus. And Satan doesn't want you to go deeper in your spiritual life. He doesn't want you to pray more with God. He's going to do everything he can. I even had pornographic flashes coming into my mind during that week and a half. Like, I was being tempted to go far off of my Lenten sacrifice, which is one meal a day. And all I wanted to do was eat. It was just a constant urge to go eat the house down. And then when I would drink on the weekend, because that was my deal with God, I said, okay, I'll do this one meal a day, but can I at least have some wine on the weekend? And he said, yes, but I was having more wine than I should. And so I noticed that I have not been praying my deliverance prayers. And I know you both know about my journey with Unbound, that book from Lozano. Mm-hmm. And you actually, Anne, isn't Neil actually a friend of your husband's?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm in the greater Philadelphia area, and Neil Lozano is in the mainline area, Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And we met him years ago and went through the training for Unbound Deliverance Ministry, I guess about 15 years ago or something. But yeah, it's a wonderful book. So if anybody's listening and wants to learn more about that, just go to Amazon and key in Unbound, and you can learn about this book. He's an amazing author.
Amazing. Yeah.
It really is.
And I was being attacked at that time. I was just about ready to go speak to 160 priests in the diocese by me. And I was being obsessed by horrible thoughts. I was even being oppressed at night physically. I was being woken up by spirits three nights in a row. So I reached out to my spiritual director, and I had already had the book because two people sent it to me within 5 minutes. I wish I listened to the spirit at that moment to read it then, but I waited for 2 weeks until, of course, I was being attacked. I couldn't put a thought together. And I went through the book, and oh my gosh, the five keys fundamentally changed my life. I know, Bill, you've had me on your show and I talked about more in depth.
Yeah.
But I too, honey, went through that Unbound certification, because I just want people to know we are in a spiritual battle. We have to day after day pick up all the weapons that we have and use them for our sanctification as well as for our salvation. He's not going to stop. And I realize, man, it's been a long time since I have prayed deliverance prayers. Maybe I'm being harassed right now. And sure enough, just this past Monday, that's what I started with in my morning prayer, was deliverance, you know, binding the spirits in certain, you know, it was, for me, it was spiritual sloth, harassment, obsession, even that, seriously, that pornographic thing that kept flashing in my head. I was like, where is this coming from?
Crazy.
Like, this is insane. Just all of it, and bind it. Command it to go to the foot of the cross in the name of Jesus Christ, where he pours his precious blood and gives that spirit his sentence. I was feeling lighter than air after I renounced all of those individual spirits before I started praying. And I'm so upset with myself that I also wasn't doing my daily examine, which I think everybody needs to get into the practice of looking back on your day and realizing, when did I listen to God? When did I hear God? When did I ignore God? When did I overrule and take my pride and my will into my hands? It's a really quick review. You'd be amazed how fast you can get through your day and identify situations that you should learn from, so that the next time, before you eat the whole sleeve of Oreos, like I did, you know, what is causing you to do that? What should you have done before you snarfed those down, like, unconsciously? I wasn't even thinking. And then after I was done, I was like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? So I think a daily examine of how we see, feel, hear, listen to God or not,
yes,
is something that we can learn from every day. That's why it's such a daily walk, such a long journey, but an awesome journey if you're really paying attention, because you can learn and grow.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one of the things you bring up in there is to, I think more people have time in their day now. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things that I've been saying for a while now on this podcast too, is that God is stripping away during these times everything else. You know, I mean, you know, the distractions, you have to create them. I mean, yeah, you can binge in your Netflix, you can do different things, but as far as going out and going to a baseball game, or going out and going to a theater, even catching a movie now, you can't do it. I mean, it's impossible for you to go out and recreate with a group of people. So you are, you know, you're isolated to your immediate families, and you know, God is giving you the opportunity to spend time with him. And so, you know, by reviewing your day, and just saying, you know, God, I was, you know, not really paying attention here and when I should have been. And yeah, I should have, you know, handled this situation better with my, you know, colleagues at work, or I should have, you know, treated that person nicer, you know, on social media. And I think reviewing your day just helps you get prepared for the next day. And, you know, even just to remain sane, like, you know, what do I have to do tomorrow? Like, what do I have to do tomorrow? I have to do these, you know, 10 things. And, you know, where is God going to fit in on those 10 things? And how am I going to remain, you know, disciplined and get these things done? I mean, you know, the Lord keeps putting opportunity after opportunity in our face for us to be with Him during these times. And if we don't just take the moment and take the pause and say, hey, God, I am, you know, with you. I want to be with you. I want to take the time to spend with you. You know, what else are you doing right now? It's really not being all that productive unless you're working from home, which I know a lot of people are, and that's a beautiful thing. But when you're done working at home, what else are you doing? You're, you know, binging your Netflix. You're, you know, wasting time on social media. I mean, hopefully, you're catching great videos and podcasts and stuff like this on social media, you know, and these virtual Catholic conferences that we're going to talk about in a little bit here too. But the reality is that you've got to just take some time to spend your time with God, because He's calling you to do just a little bit more than what you're normally out there doing. So yeah, Kendra, I think you're, you know, spot on with, you know, recommending to do a daily examine for sure.
I agree, because you mentioned, Kendra, that there's all kinds of temptations in all of our lives all the time. And sometimes there are vices. And, you know, I think another thing that can be a sin for all of us too is not doing enough to help others, and not forgiving people, and not helping the poor, and not really being attentive to the people who need us. I mean, that, to me, that's a big temptation for myself, is just, what kind of person am I if somebody needs me or wants to talk or needs some of my compassion? So I look at that piece too. I think that's also a big place that we can also renounce evil in our lives, is realizing, get out of my own head, you know, get out of my own pain or suffering, and think about those people right now that are losing their jobs, don't have enough food, old in nursing homes and dying. I mean, there's a lot of that. And, you know, I think that's another way that we can come to Christ, is realizing that we got to get out of ourselves and reach out.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the funny thing, not really funny, but the sad, maybe it's more sad than funny. Yeah. My life hasn't changed much. So praise be to God. And I think that seeing people losing their jobs and their income has made me more grateful for the blessings that I do have. So my husband is going to work every day, and my stepson has a job in an essential business, so he's working every day. So my day hasn't much changed. It's not like some parents that have their whole house and family all in one, and they're finding it difficult to find that quiet time. So that's why I was even more perplexed about what was going on with me, because nothing had really changed other than I hadn't left the house in like a week and a half because of the fact that I've been told not to, and I didn't need to, but I even, so that I had more time, but I still was struggling to connect with God. I was being attacked from a lazy, I just want to sleep, I can't focus, and I didn't fight through it. And I didn't use all the weapons that I had, which again were the deliverance prayers. And it's so different now. And I think one of the things that I want to just get out there was, during that week and a half, my husband noticed. He asked me, what's going on? Are you praying? He knows I'm not going to Mass. And I think that those of us who were daily Mass goers and received that protection and beautiful sacrament in the Eucharist, and we so love the Lord, and now it's not there, that's another opportunity for Satan to attack us, you know, kick us while we're down. but we can still watch it on Mass. And I was even falling asleep watching Mass on TV. So that's another point that I want to get out there. And I'm sharing this to be real with people, to say we all might be struggling with something. And as a result of me not praying and not calling on the Holy Spirit every moment, I started being irritable and snippy. And I kind of got in a little tiff with my husband on Sunday night over salty meat. I made the pork too salty, and he made a comment. I mean, it wasn't even a big deal. He makes a comment like, wow, this is salty. And I kind of like fly off the handle. And that was when that following Monday morning, that was when I reflected and I said, I got to get a hold of this. What is going on? Lord, please help me. And he put it in my head. Hello, you've got to deliver these spirits. And then I went to confession that day at one of those drive-through confessions, which is awesome. And I have a parish that's by me, praise be to God, that the church is still open. Adoration is not, but I sat in front of the tabernacle for an hour. So at the end of that Monday, this past Monday, everything has changed. So I just want to share with people, if you're struggling and you have a house full of people and they're getting on your nerves and you're not calling on the Holy Spirit, try and do your best to do some deliverance prayers and get up before the whole house is up. In the Book of Wisdom, when the manna came down and they all went out to collect it, they were able to receive it. But once the sun came up, it melted and dried up. So I think there's something to be said about getting God into your life first thing in the morning, before the sun comes up, before everybody else is up and your life gets a little bit crazy, because that's when the peace enters your heart. You start your day with God, and you're going to continue to go to God throughout your day because you started it. And I'm pretty sure there are people out there who can relate to the days that they do start in prayer versus the days that they don't start in prayer. I know it is fundamentally different for me. So I just pray for you to find that time in the morning. And oh, by the way, it's your time. So when I look at also the Book of Wisdom, when they would pick up the manna, it was specific to their taste. So, hey, I like Oreos. You heard me eat a whole sleeve of one. If I was eating the manna, it would taste like Oreos to me. You know, Bill, maybe you're a big steak guy, and you know, you would eat the manna and it would taste like steak to you. I mean, that's the other point, is we're all in individual places in our spiritual life and our relationship with God. And prayer is so not negotiable. I want to throw this out there. Did you know that in order to be a saint, you must pray mentally? You must incorporate mental prayer, which is Christian meditation, every day, a minimum of 15 minutes in order to be a saint. And we're all called to be saints. Mm-hmm. I didn't say that. St. Alphonsus Liguori said that, so I have to give him credit. And mental prayer is only the second level of 9 levels of prayer up to that perfect union with God. So people sometimes struggle with the first level, which is vocal prayer, your Our Father, your chaplet, the rosary, etc. These are vocal prayers, but they can be Christian meditation and mental prayer if you meditate and you take the time to put yourself, like for the rosary, for example, put yourself in the mystery and contemplate what is happening throughout each decade. Now, I'll be the first one to admit, I whipped through that rosary without even remembering what the mysteries were. And when I'm all said and done, I'm like, wow, what was that? And then there are other times when I sit down and I take that time and I slowly pray and I meditate. And that is what we're supposed to be doing. We are supposed to master our minds in mental prayer. And St. Alphonsus Liguori said, if you do not master your mind in mental prayer, you cannot stop sinning.
Mm. Right.
And I'll do one more. St. Teresa of Avila, beautiful doctor of the church, says that the second level of prayer, mental prayer, is the gateway to all the other higher levels. So it's pretty much something we all need to work on and find techniques and ways to kick the distraction to the curb and incorporate some minimum of 15 minutes of meditation every day. And St. Teresa of Avila also said that Satan knows that he lost a soul who practices mental prayer. I just got God bumps all over saying
it's so awesome. It totally makes sense. And you know what? I just want to say this for people who are listening who do practice that. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I try to do it as best I can, you know. But I do think that even if you do some of these wonderful things, you will probably still go through some desolation, because that's a normal thing in the prayer life, that even if we are devoting time in mental prayer, you can still get some depression. You can still get a little bit of feeling you know, that all of that anxiety and such, but not to be discouraged. Because I think, at least on my end, what I've learned is that you learn that life isn't about feelings. It's about the truth. It's about God. It doesn't necessarily mean that because I'm having an off day that God is having an off day, right?
Right.
He's always having a good day, and you know, he's God. But just an encouragement for others that if they are going through that time of doing all the right things, and throw that in quotes, right, is that you can still go through that time of, you know, not necessarily feeling God, I guess is what I'm saying. Yeah. I guess you both would agree with that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think St. John of the Cross has an entire, you know, book about it, right? I mean, he has an entire thing about it. The Dark Night of the Soul is about his, you know, desolation and years of desolation. I mean, you even have people like a great saint like St. Catherine of Siena who talks about it as well. I mean, you know, there's a ton of different saints out there that experience desolation, but they still practice, you know, the practice of praying, you know, mentally and getting into the prayer mentally over the course of a day. You know, the one thing, it does take training to do this. You're not going to jump from your you know, vocalized prayer to a mental prayer immediately, folks. And one of our ministry's good friends, Guy Murphy, and myself and my other buddy Adam, we worked on this series on how to do mental prayer. And so we did a cartoon video series where I was the narrator. And my buddy Adam was the angel. And then we had some other voices thrown in there as well. But you can actually go over to the Totally Yours website. It's just totallyyourspilgrimages.com. And you'll be able to find the Angels of the New Era cartoon series. And it's you know, meant for, you know, children. But it's relevant to everyone of all ages that really want to learn how to do this mental prayer. And we take you through scripture, we take you through the imagination, using the imagination, the all the different faculties of your soul. And so you know, the three powers of the soul, we talk about those: the memory, the intellect, and the will, right? We talk about those different things, and we help train people so that they can become competent in the mental prayer. And I know, Kendra, you also have a ton of resources out there for people too. I know you do a lot of the, you know, prayer coaching, if I can use that term. I don't know exactly what you call it, but I know that you do, some different, you know, 30-day studies and things like that to help people do the exact same thing. So find one of these tools and use them, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what my video is in that virtual conference. And I've led retreats. Some of them are like a half a day. It really is getting into a practice. You can make it your own. You can pull different things from different saints, from different, you know, like St. Ignatius. You can do Lectio Divina, different ways of going through the meditation. And the deal with your comment about desolation and the dark night of the soul, and those are parts of the climb. So as you climb up those levels, you're going to have those moments where you are in desolation. You don't feel God. But, and you could even try to, you could even try to do your meditation and be like, oh my gosh, I cannot focus my mind at all. But as long as you continue to try to do it, St. Alphonsus Liguori says, it matters. It is just as if you were successful in deep meditation. However, everybody, if you succumb to those distractions, which I have many times, I'll sit there like trying to meditate and I'll just grab my phone, start flipping through it, and I'm thinking, what am I doing? If I continue to just say, yeah, sorry, God, I'm going to go do this other thing and work and flip through Facebook or do whatever, that's a sin. So as long as we try our hardest to get through it and to, you know, really give that attempt, God knows our heart. But if we're going through the motions and zipping through that rosary, if that's supposed to be our meditation and just not thinking about anything, we're thinking about our grocery list. And I even give tips and tricks about that, right? So keep a notepad and a pen by you so that you can write that grocery list down that comes to your mind, so you can put that to-do that comes to your mind and get it off your head and go back and honestly ask the Holy Spirit to help you pray. He will help you. He knows we don't know how to pray as we ought. And I think a lot of times we don't call on him in those moments to help us hear God, because meditation isn't just there for meditation's sake. There's supposed to be a conclusion. First you prepare, then you meditate, then there's a conclusion. Well, what am I supposed to focus on today that should be coming to you through your meditation? And then you need to do some final prayer to pray for the grace to implement that in your life that day. So it's really awesome when you start diving into prayer, and prayer is a necessity. So it's so important. And why my mission is to help others deepen their relationship with God and the faith. And that is using all the tools, all of the beautiful resources, the saints, our guardian angel, you know, the Holy Trinity, Saint Joseph. I don't know if you guys have consecrated yourself to him through Father Calloway's book, but man, that's awesome. You know, Mary, of course. We have so many ways through the sacraments to help us. And thank you, God, for giving us this incredibly rich faith. What a blessing. What a gift.
Yeah, because he says, you know, I will not leave you orphan. I mean, God says that right in the scripture. I will not leave you orphan. I will give you my Holy Spirit to be the advocate for you. And the advocate, what does that mean? It means it's going to fight for you. This Holy Spirit fights for you. It's not fighting against you. It's not your worst enemy. It's none of those things. It is with you. It is the, you know, wind in your sails. It's the Holy Spirit pushing you to go deeper into the mysteries of God, right? I mean, as Kendra said, you know, the Holy Spirit knows that we not pray as we ought, right? So we need to be able to trust the Holy Spirit to give us the thoughts, the actions, and even the words to be able to glorify God. That is, you know, when we can get to that point. And now, you know, during these times, and right now, during this COVID-19 crisis, worldwide pandemic, I used that word on the air over the weekend, and it's a worldwide pandemic. There's not one area really of the globe that is not feeling this. I think they said every continent but Antarctica, and I'd love to know how many people live on Antarctica. So, you know, every continent has been affected by this. So now you have the opportunity, as many, I think they said 1 in 5 Americans, it's probably even, you know, a greater ratio now, is captive at home. They're told to shelter at home. I know we are here in Wisconsin. Kendra, I know you are in Illinois. Anne, I know you are where you are. And the majority of Americans, folks, are eventually going to hear that order. So especially if you are alone, especially if you are by yourself, you know, and take some time to block out all the connectivity. Yes, it's wonderful to connect through all these different means and social media and podcasts and be watching some wholesome TV shows and whatever. But take the time to just shut it all off and be with God, you know, 15 minutes. I mean, if you spend those first 15 minutes doing that of your day, as Kendra said, you know, I love that analogy about the manna earlier that you shared, you know, that if they waited until the sun comes up to collect it, it was dried up and it was gone. So, you know, especially right now, we need the living bread from heaven. We need Jesus, you know, so bring him into your hearts and your minds just by doing, you know, that and just committing yourself to 15 minutes of that prayer. What a great way to really enter in during these times, you know, and I think you'll feel less panicked, right? Like Kendra, you gave a great example too. Like, you know, you felt out of place. So now when you're not feeling out of place anymore, you know, because you've rerouted yourself and you've gone through the deliverance prayers and you've done those things. And once you're rerouted, your day, your worry, all those things that are, you know, attacking you, the perspective changes for your day. The outlook changes for your day. I can't tell you how many times my mom says that to me. She says that, right? She says, if I go to Mass or if I pray my rosary first thing, everything else falls into place.
It really makes sense. I do that. I open up the shades in my bedroom window when I wake up, and first thing I do is just get into God's presence and open up some of my prayer books and take, you know, 15 minutes, like you said, Kendra. And when I do that, I do feel I'm on a better foot for the day. I have to mention that I have to give the credit to our Holy Father for doing all that he's tried to do during this time, with a special blessing that he did on March 27th over at the Vatican to all of us, helping us to, you know, get through this difficult time for the entire world. And also a lot of our archdiocese and diocese, I know in my archdiocese, they're doing a nightly rosary. So if somebody's listening and you'd like to get in on the rosary, I believe it's phillyevange.org. It's 8 p.m. Eastern time. Every single night during this time, they're doing a rosary. So that's Philly, P-H-I-L-L-Y, E-V-A-N-G.org, I believe. But you can just go to the Archdiocese of Philadelphia website and check it out. But you have to commend them for trying their best, although we're not able to get to Mass. We're not able to receive sacraments, but we are able to stay close as a Catholic community throughout our country and throughout the whole world.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the other thing too is that we'll have that in the show notes. So if you're looking for website addresses and all that, all you have to do is, when you're listening to this on demand, all you need to do is head down to the show notes of the podcast on Podbean or whatever service you're listening to this on, and just click the link and it'll take you right to the rosary. I've been including that each week in the show notes, so feel free to do that. But Kendra, I want to ask you a little bit about this upcoming conference, because you know, it's going to be a really good opportunity for people to connect with some really great Catholic speakers, you know, yourself included, in this 3-day-long conference, right? Where it's this kind of on-demand conference too, right?
Yeah, let me try to explain that, because, you know, in the beginning when it first got out there, I think people were like, 3 days, you know, and 60 speakers, how long are the talks? Do I have to sit there? I mean, you and I are, the three of us were in a live conference, which required you, if you know, didn't sign up, I think you can watch it on Fiat Network Ministry on YouTube. But bottom line is, some people were thinking, I don't have all 3 days of the weekend to sit there and watch this. So here's how it works. There are 60 plus speakers. And I have to tell you guys, I don't know how I am worthy to be a part of this group of people, such as Father Mike Schmitz, Father Mitch Pacwa just joined, Sister Miriam James, Father Burke, Harold Burke Sivers, I'm sorry, Deacon, Matt Frad, Jason Evert, there's John Sablon, Hector Molina, Aaron Ingold, Sister Bethany Madonna, Marie Spears, Melissa Foley. There's so many people out there that I was like, oh my gosh, I am so blessed to be a part of this. And we all have a talk that has practical, real life tools, tips, tricks, resources for you. So it's not just this, come on in and feel good, which you will, but come on in, feel good, and oh, here's some resources that you can take away and go apply in your life. And that's my topic is, surprise, master your mind in prayer. And I go through a 20-minute video about how and what Christian meditation is and why it's important and some tools and techniques. And then I offer I'm offering 2 free downloads, and in those downloads have links to other resources. So you walk away with more stuff, not just what I deliver in the 20 minute, because there's so much to dive into when it comes to prayer. And the thing is this, it's on demand, which means you can watch it anytime, any place, anywhere. I don't know if you saw my latest post on Facebook, but I'm in my bathtub. I am fully clothed, by the way, and there's no water in there. So don't be thinking that it's a dirty video. But the point is, hey, if this is the only place that you can go in your family house right now to get some peace and quiet, that's okay, because you can take your bath, as long as you don't plug in your device, on any device and watch 2-3 videos within that soaking time, and you know, deepen your relationship with God and your spiritual life. And then there is this thing that's called Premium Pass. So anyone, whether you watch one video or not, you register for free. They're available to you from Friday tomorrow at noon Eastern time until midnight on Sunday. And if you don't get the time to watch it, you can, for free, you can pay for a premium pass, and you can have all of the talks available to you for life. So you can watch these over and over again for a tiny little fee, which I think is well worth it. And again, it's when you want to. Let's say you want to get up at 2 a.m. because your house is a crazy madhouse all day. You can do that, and you can watch who you want, when you want, which is even cooler. And then last but not least, I want to promote, and I'm going to share this on social too. Maybe I can give you the webinar link to put in the notes also.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm going to have what they call a live booth. So sometime during the weekend, speakers have opted to have a live booth, right? So people remotely can come into a webinar and you can talk about a specific topic, or it could just be a meet and greet, like a Q&A type of thing. And I've decided, because my passion is to help others deepen their relationship with God and the Catholic faith, but I want to walk with you together. I want to share what I've learned. I want to share my struggles, my real raw spiritual journey with you. And I want to learn from you too. I mean, I'm not the almighty teacher. I learn from people all day, every day. That's why I look at life as a child. And I know that God's speaking through other people and teaching me in ways that may not be an actual evangelist or a professor or a theologian or an apologetic. It could be through my neighbor. And so that being said, it's on Sunday and it's at 11 o'clock Central. So I'll be out there on this webinar. All you got to do is join and then ask me anything. I think that that's what some people have wanted to ask me, but didn't have the time after a conference. People send me emails and I do my best to respond as quickly as I can, but there are some real in-depth questions and things that are hard to respond to in an email or in a comment on a YouTube video, for example, or a Facebook video. Yeah. So this is the time for people to just ask me whatever they want to ask me. You know how open and raw and honest I am. So I'll go there with anything, my addictions, how did I believe certain things in the teachings? You know, how did I get over some things in my life in terms of struggling with prayer? Whatever it is you want to ask me, I'm there. So it's really cool. I hope that everyone takes advantage of signing up because it's free. And yes, if you want to buy that premium pass, you can have all the information for life. But maybe you just want to see three or four speakers, and it's worth it to sign up and then spend, what, three or four speakers is less than an hour and a half, 20 minutes a piece.
Right.
And you can get what you want out of it. So
I think it's exciting. It's just exciting. And I would invite people who are listening to this podcast to check it out on either your social media pages. I know it's even on my social media page, yeah. Ann DeSantis, and on Sowing Hope podcast. We also shared it there. So you definitely have to check that out. Well, can you give us the title again and the main link?
Sure. It's Virtual Catholic Conference, and it's virtualcatholicconference.com. Mm-hmm. For the main page. It's for men and women. So there's a men's track and a women's track. And a lot of the men's are geared toward the men's, and women's are more general that I've seen. They do have the speakers and the topics there now, but it's all going to be online, and you can plan out your day. You can, you know, check it out and, oh, I want to watch this one first. And I don't really need to see that person. That's probably me that they'll look at, you know.
Don't say that.
No.
You're funny. And yeah, I know it is. It's true. But I want to say that I think the last count was like 28,000 people have registered for this, which warms my heart, because I sit there and I think 28,000 people. And in my bathtub video, I invite everyone. I feel God is if you're watching this video, I said in that video, there's a reason. God's calling you. Sign up. It's free. Maybe you're just curious about the Catholic faith. Maybe you feel God calling you in some way and you really haven't practiced any kind of religion. Maybe you're another religion. Maybe you're another Christian denomination. Who cares who you are? You're being called to go on this wonderful ride, you know, and if you don't like it, you're not out anything but a little time. So see where God takes you with this. And I just think it's wonderful to see 28,000 people thirsty for some true spiritual development, and also taking their spiritual lives in their own hands. I mean, we are active participants in our journey. We can't just sit back and expect God to do all the work. While he does most of it, we still need to do a little lifting, maybe not heavy lifting, but some lifting.
Yeah. And, you know, entering your email address in a form, folks, is not heavy lifting. You know, I'll just say that. I mean, all you need to do is enter an email address. And it's the same thing with any of these resources out there, folks. I mean, you know, it takes, you know, 5.5 seconds to type in an email address or whatever, just to sign up for these conferences. So seriously, I want you to do that. If you're listening to this podcast right now, if this is something that you're listening to live or on demand, I want you just to tune in and sign up for the Virtual Catholic Conference. Again, we'll put the link in the show notes so that you can just click it and sign up. That's even less work for you to do. You don't even have to Google it or figure it out yourself. You can just click the link in the bottom right below the player here. But, you know, I think overall during these times, we're all looking for, you know, hope out there. That's how this show came to be, because it's all about hope. And what better way to get hope than to do it on a weekend where you can do it on your own schedule, on your own time. There's been a lot of these Catholic conferences out there. You know, we hosted one last weekend. There was another one that's ongoing as well, called Be Not Afraid. And then there's this one. And so, you know, get involved in all of them. I mean, there's no competition between any of this stuff. I want you to make that very, very yes. clear. There's no competition. There's nobody sitting there going, you know, if you sign up for this Catholic conference, you're not. No, we want you to sign up for all of them. And we want you to be able to get in touch with God more, as Kendra's saying. And of course, Kendra, I want to, you know, we only got a few minutes left, so I want to ask you just, you know, how people get in touch directly with you. I know you're out there when there's not a worldwide pandemic going on. It's very hard to stop you from speaking all over the country. So just talk with us a little bit about, you know, how people can get in touch with you too, and some of the amazing resources that you offer people on through your website as well.
Sure. And everything simple as pie for you, KendraVonEsch.com. So I have a book about my journey. I also narrated it myself. So those of you who are slow readers like me or don't have as much time to read like me, plug it into your ears and listen. It's a quick read. Hopefully it'll inspire you. Hopefully you can pass it along to somebody else who's fallen away and can relate to the life that I led. I have a 10-minute daily podcast. When I say daily, Monday through Friday. And I just basically share what's going on in my life. Could be something through the readings, could be struggles that I'm going through, but I'm totally raw. And yet I share how I can get out of those funky situations or that I'm struggling. I might even ask for prayers. There is a weekly live radio show with me and Christine Watkins on Radio Maria, 9 o'clock, every 9 o'clock central, every Thursday night. And tonight, like I said, we'll have Mark Mallett. We might be starting to bring guests. I don't know. This is our first try at it, but it's meant to enlighten, entertain, and educate. And Christine and I are very raw about our lives, our struggles with the church, and we are very passionate about sharing how we've gotten through things and how living the faith in today's culture is not as easy as we all know, right? Lots to fight against in this world. And then obviously I speak. I'm working on this Master Your Mind retreat because I would give it, lead it at parishes and other events. It's usually a half a day. And I'm feeling God call me to say, there are so many other people who need help mastering their mind and focusing on prayer and how to, you know, get those distractions out and kick them to the curb, that I'm looking at putting together an online retreat that people can sign up for. Again, do it when it makes sense, be able to rewind and look at it again and practice. Bill, you nailed it on the head. This doesn't just happen. We have to incorporate techniques. And if they don't work, go to another technique. And if that doesn't work, try something else. It's just a matter of finding what works for you, that manna that is your Oreo or your steak with God, because you have a unique relationship with him. And YouTube, I mean, hello, I'm videoing. Yeah, follow me on Facebook, follow me on, or subscribe to YouTube. You can join my weekly mail list. I call them truth seekers, because I believe everyone wants the truth. No one wants to be lied to. There are people of all walks of life, Jewish, non-Christian, atheists, Buddhists, and Catholics and other denominations of Christianity that are a part of that tribe, I call it. So you can always join that by just sending me an email. And I just try to give as many free downloads and free resources as possible. Oh, I forgot this one thing. So, hey, mental prayer is one thing, but maybe, just maybe, you are struggling to just pray and put in a practice, let alone go one more step to the mental prayer. So I created a 40-day Go Deep with Prayer, Love, and Grace video prayer course. So it's me emailed to you in a video every day, and we take it step by step, leveraging all the beautiful resources in the church, and it all builds upon itself. So at this 40 days, you've got a practice in place, and you can take it from there.
Wow.
I think that's it.
That is amazing. Honestly, Kendra, thank you so much. And I just want to say to our listeners now that I subscribe to Kendra's email list and also watch her on social media and YouTube and her podcast. And I've gotten so much from her spirituality. So I just want to highly recommend to Sowing Hope listeners to please connect with Kendra Von Esch. Check her out on all the social media platforms and connect with her. And we're just so grateful. And as we said at the beginning of this podcast, if it weren't for Kendra, then I would not be on this podcast, because she introduced me to Bill Snyder, who my co-host. So grateful. So yes, thank you again, thank you, because you've helped to make this happen too. And also wanted just to shout out to those listening that this podcast, Sowing Hope, is on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and also Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. But you can also find us, of course, our past episodes on YouTube at Patchwork Heart Ministry, and also on Podbean. So once again, Sowing Hope Podcast. Kendra, thank you so much, sincerely.
Oh, thank you. Praise God. Love you guys both.
Yes. Love you too.
All right. Well, thank you all of our listeners for tuning in tonight. Whether you've been listening on YouTube or on Podbean, thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure to have you tuning in again. To be able to listen to this on repeat, all you have to do is head over to the Podbean app and download the Podbean app. You'll search for Patchwork Heart Radio, and you'll be able to find us right there so that you can tune in and find. Again, it's Patchwork Heart Radio. Thanks again to our guest, Kendra Von Esch, and for all of us at Patchwork Heart Ministry, for my co-host, Andy Santis, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And until next time, keep sowing hope into broken hearts.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sowing Hope on Patchwork Heart Radio. For more information about this podcast and our ministries, visit our websites, patchworkheart.org and andysantis.com. You can also follow and interact with us on Twitter at PWH Ministry or Andy Santis too.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and I am so blessed to be a part of a free virtual Catholic conference with over 50 well-known Catholic speakers and evangelists to help you form your faith from April 3rd through April 5th online. You must register to participate in this free event at virtualcatholicconference.com. See you April 3rd through the 5th. Have a blessed and inspired day.